FM Chippewa Falls, a civic media radio station with the best of the 80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
Am I only dreaming? understand. Do you feel the same? Am I only dreaming? Or is this burning an eternal flame?
Thousand miles in the open, darling. Do you feel my heart beating?
'80s, '90s, and more. It's 105.7 CFW. Happy Friday Eve. We are almost at the weekend as we finish up this workday. Aaron with Santana, Rob Thomas.
Man, it's a hot one. Like 7 inches from the midday sun. Well, I hear you whispering the words and melt everyone. But you stay so cool. I'm on your guitar.
Forget about it.
Valley's fun music station for the workday. 105.7 CFW. Chippewa Falls and Jim Falls. This is 105.7 CFW.
Roads apart, hearts broken in two.
80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW, your home of Mike McKay in the morning. And he's back to kick off the weekend tomorrow with a little bit of preview of some fun things that are going on throughout Eau Claire and the Chippewa Valley. And Mike will be reading off those birthdays and anniversaries once again at 8:15. So send them to us via Facebook or text them in through the Civic Media app.
Fun music. 105.7 CFW.
Bye, bye, bye.
Bye, bye.
Don't wanna be a fool for you.
So how long is it until it feels like spring once again? The weekend looking okay, low to mid-50s. Some sun, some clouds, the rain returns early next week. And then I think we're going to be back up into the 60s by late next week.
I've got to take a little time. A little time to think things over. I better read between the lines. In case I need it when I'm older.
Chippewa Valley. We're your first choice for fun music. 1057 CFW.
Oh,
Gary Newman on 105.7 CFW, the Valley's fun music. Today is National Burrito Day. I could go for one of those. Hey, it's also National Chicken Court on Blue Day. There's your dinner plan tonight.
Informed and entertained throughout Eau Claire and the Chippewa Valley. On air and on the Civic Media app, 105.7 CFW.
This is Pastor Brad Thomas at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. Jesus said, whoever finds his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. We might call this counterintuitive. Jesus calls this life and salvation in him. Join us Sunday as we celebrate life in Christ, 9 a.m. on 105.7 FM, and at 110 East Grand Avenue in Chippewa Falls. Jesus Christ is here for you.
Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights was overturned, Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. There were a number of school referendums on the ballot in the Chippewa Valley this week. After the final vote counting, the Chippewa Falls School District, Osseo Fairchild School District, and Boyceville School District all passed multi-million dollar referendums comfortably. The Stanley Boyd School District voted against a $23 million referendum with a 711-183 vote, and the School District of Cadott voted against a $25 million referendum, 1,079-591. An unusual dart tournament will be held in the Chippewa Valley this weekend. According to a WEAU report, the 84th annual nine-person Wisconsin State Dartball Tournament will be hosted at the Custer Coliseum and the Ellie Phillips Building this weekend. The game combines darts and baseball on a 4-foot by 4-foot board. There are 111 teams from across Wisconsin scheduled to compete in the tournament. Admission to the event will be free, and there will be food and drinks available to attendees. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Chippewa Valley weather.
Stuck under overcast and cloudy skies today as high temperatures climb to the upper 40s. Winds are still a bit feisty, gusting up to 25 miles per hour, but they're going to ease by tomorrow. And guess what? The sunshine makes a return then as well. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 42.
CFW.
7 CFW.
Too